we are witnessing the destruction of life and property on a horrific scale.
The World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, issued his harshest condemnation of Israel's war in Gaza yet.
The attacks by Hamas and other armed groups on Israel, the killing of 1,200 people, and the taking of more than 200 hostages were totally unjustifiable. But with at least 11,500 Gazans killed, 70% of them women and children, with 1.7 million people displaced, with two-thirds of Gaza's hospitals out of action, with no electricity, no fuel, no clean water, no food, with every bomb that kills or maims a child, with every family buried beneath the rubble of its own home, the scale of Israel's response appears increasingly unjustifiable.
It's no exaggeration. The United Nations says it stopped deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza and is warning of widespread starvation after a lack of fuel collapsed internet and telephone services, leaving aid agencies unable to coordinate emergency relief. Here's World Food Program's Palestine Country Director Samer Abdel-Jaber.
People are going hungry. In Gaza, people are surviving on just one meal a day, if they are lucky. Fuel shortages and loss of connectivity are crippling our operation in Gaza. The lack of fuel has forced the last WFP contracted bakery to shut down and the last mill to stop grinding wheat flour. Even bread, the cornerstone of every Palestinian diet, has now become a rarity.
Even with Israel's announcement of allowing two truckloads of fuel into Gaza each day, it remains a fraction of the millions of gallons needed each week, UN officials say. And as Israel ramps up its bombardments into the south of Gaza, Natalie Boucher, Director General of UNRWA, the UN's relief agency in Palestine, says no place is safe in Gaza. She warns Israeli plans to transfer Palestinians into open-air desert camps would be a death sentence.
The military escalation in the south over the last few days defies the reassurance that people had received about moving south to be safe. Hospitals, mosques, churches, bakeries, and over 60 UNRWA buildings and schools have been hit across Gaza. 60% of our impacted facilities were in the middle and the south areas. This is where people were told to go to safety. There is talk about expelling the population from Gaza altogether, including to safe zones, putting 2 million people in the open air without infrastructure will make it impossible to provide life-saving assistance and will give rise to health hazards. This does not qualify as a valid humanitarian initiative.
She says the UN cannot provide assistance in the south of the Gaza Strip desert, where there is no infrastructure. The high-ranking United Nations officials are imploring world leaders to act to stop the crisis from worsening in Gaza, demanding a ceasefire. WHO's director warns the crisis is becoming a crisis of validity at the United Nations.
This organization was established to foster peace in our world. If you, as member states of the United Nations, will not or cannot stop this bloodshed, then we must ask, what is the United Nations for?
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.